Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 164. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your host, Todd and Sean, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. What's going on, Nate?
Oh, not a whole lot.
Are we having a good night?
Yeah, we're trying to.
We're not talking about anything controversial?
No.
Nothing conspiracy based?
No.
Nothing political?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe a little.
Maybe a little. but not on this show, right? No.
Nope.
Oh.
We're here for creepy fun.
That's right. We are here to get our minds off of real world stuff, right, out there.
Mm-hmm.
Not that this stuff isn't important and not that it's not... you know, good to talk about, but
that's for a different show.
It's an escape, right? Yeah. I like it. Well, cool. Thank you guys for hanging with us. Since this is a mini, we will get right to it, as always. I'll take a quick deep dive. Do you have what we're going to talk about?
Nope, I'm not going to say.
You're not going to say? Nope. Why is that? Because it's mine?
No. I guess I will introduce the topic. We are going to talk about the Brown Grand Theater.
A theatre.
Has a big S next to it, so I'm going to assume that is your pick.
That's right.
And if you're interested, please go check our show notes for the source links that we used for this topic.
Mm-hmm. So this is mine, and I added it to my list, but I'm going to give full credit to Pam Keys. She is my cousin in Kansas, and I don't think we've done any Kansas locations. I can't remember them. We've maybe mentioned it, one or two, but I don't think we've ever used an actual show to cover one, mm-hmm. So this will be a first for us in all these shows. So thank you, Pam, cousin Pam, and I appreciate it, and I also appreciate that you're part of our Facebook group. So I said I'm adding it to the list, and so here we go. It is in Kansas, like I said.
And it's a theater.
And it is a theatry, right?
we're in
it is
the,
brown. I don't know where to go from
the,
here.
The main topics.
It's awfully grand. So the Brown Grand Theater is a community-based historical theater located in Concordia, Kansas, and is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The theater has been called the most elegant theater between Kansas City and Denver.
Hmm.
And to this day, plays host to many popular events in the region.
Cool.
So yeah, I looked at it and I thought, well, how haunted can it be? You know, mm-hmm. like it's probably not going to be super duper haunted. But when you look into it, it actually is.
Well, I guess they weren't lying. I love these names. All right. The venue was established by Colonel Napoleon Bonaparte.
That's right.
Brown.
Sounds made up, doesn't it? Somebody then, wasn't very original.
Then Brown's son, Earl Von Dahm.
Again. We're just getting lazy now, right?
Oversaw the construction. The groundbreaking ceremony was held on April 3rd, 1906, and was successfully up until its founder died approximately 4 years later. So he didn't get to enjoy it for very long, but nonetheless, he got to enjoy it for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. This is interesting because I know, and this is part of, I'm now following, it's called First City Paranormal of Kansas, which is, I know what you're referencing to.
Mm-hmm.
The business changed hands until 1925 when it opened again, this time offering silent pictures and later, quote unquote, talkies, which I've heard of that term before, which we still have talkies today, right? The building was remodeled with modern amenities added over the years, including air conditioning and concessions. The theater survived until 1974. A grassroots effort to restore and preserve the theater began shortly after, and by 1980, the building had completely returned to its 1907 elegance.
That's awesome.
It is, and I saw some videos. Obviously, we've got pictures and stuff, too, that we'll have posted. It's beautiful. It really is. And it is, it's elegant. It truly is. That's why I was like, oh, how haunted can this be? But, and it's got a lot of history, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently there is a ghost that wanders around the venue, and they have named him Earl.
Not George.
Not George. It's Earl.
Almost every
girl. They believe the entity was the spirit of the founder's son, Earl Von Dahm, who died while in his 30s. So that isn't very good. Dying so young. He had a strong tie to the building, which might make a case for his desire to remain there. So, yeah. It doesn't say what he passed away so young from, though.
Mm, yeah. It's forever young, right?
Forever young.
That's a, there's a song to that, right? We're not going to break into song on this one, right? No matter how much we desire it. It is stuck in my head now, though. Anyway, the witnesses describe seeing a ghostly figure clad in period clothing along the balcony. Nails seem to randomly pound themselves into walls while the building was being restored in the 1970s. No one was ever caught doing it, and no explanation was ever found.
Yeah, they're just trying to help.
That's right. There's no nothing wrong with that, right?
Free labor.
That's right.
Don't turn it down.
I still got Rod Stewart in my head. By the way, it's not going to go out tonight, is it? Probably still be there for another 24 hours. And then there was a movie too, right? Mm-hmm. With Mel Gibson. More recently, the employee of a grocery store located across the street from the Brown Grand Theater was spending an evening in the parking lot to keep watch over a truckload sale. He had his dog with him. The canine suddenly began barking and refused to stop. The employee looked across the street in time to see a strange couple wearing old-time clothing walk into the theater. The man appeared to be wearing a soldier's uniform. The door they used is always locked, and the employee stated he never saw anyone leave that night.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Hmm.
Told you this place was haunted.
Seems to be. Those are pretty significant sightings. Let's see. The paranormal investigator, Sherry Curry, with the Wichita Paranormal Research Society, also reported significant activity at the theater, along with curious EVP evidence. Curry also noted three other unsettling experiences. While walking along the backstage catwalk with another investigator, both Curry and her companion caught sight of a shadowy figure that moved from the stage into the other room. She also noted an unexplained shadow moving in the balcony. Another session on the catwalk with a different investigator produced disembodied voices with no apparent source. So I would venture to say it's highly active.
Yes, that would be correct. I don't think so. I saw they had different, you know, like overnights of people staying here,
mm-hmm.
and just to get activity, and they did all the, you know, ghost hunting equipment and everything, and they said in total darkness this place is pretty creepy, because during the day it's beautiful, austere looking, of course, and like I said, just feels like you're stepping back into history in 1907. But yeah, I can't, and that would be awesome, but it would be, you know, being there in total darkness or at night, it would, mm-hmm. it would be so creepy. It'd be probably, you know, some of the places we've been have been super creepy and run down, and this place not being run down, I still think would be extremely creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seems like they caught an EVP stating, it's me, when they're discussing light sources in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that'd be a spine chilling.
Yeah.
And they're talking, then here, it's me.
Well, it's, yeah, there is,
it's who?
There's so much, right? Yeah, who are you? Who's me? There's so much life that's gone through there too, obviously.
Yeah.
In the different, phases, obviously live performances, and then, silent films and actual films. And, you know, it's tried to keep up with the times, and then it reverted back to its original state of being. I think it's funny. So on September 17th, 2007, the Brown Grand celebrated its 100th birthday with community events lasting over several days. The events coincided with the opening of the National Orphan Train Museum, also in Concordia. This is interesting because this was called the Drop Curtain. So this is where the Napoleon at Austerlitz. So originally on opening night in 1907, Earl Brown unveiled a magnificent drop curtain reproduction of the Horace Vernet painting. The curtain entitled Napoleon at Austerlitz was presented at as a gift to Colonel Brown from his son in recognition of his father's contribution to the community and to the Brown Grand Theater. His crowning achievement, the original curtain still hangs above the stage, but saw little use during the theater's motion picture years. A 1967 tornado caused extensive water damage to the roof over the stage. The rain that accompanied the tornado permanently stained and streaked the already faded and brittle painting. So the painting's still there. So when you see, like I saw the videos, so it is obviously a very famous painting of Napoleon. Mm-hmm. But I like that. So that's how Napoleon slides into all of this. Good old Napoleon Bonaparte, right? So yeah, it is. But that is part of the history of the whole place. I'd love to say that the ghost of Napoleon has been there, but I didn't see anything about that. Just this painting.
Yeah, just a painting.
Darn it.
So, yeah, it's... I would love to go see this.
Yeah, so you're going to have to... can you do a quick... see how many hours away it is? I'm going to guess 10 to 12. I don't know if it's that far. That may be too far.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Have you ever been through Kansas? I've not been.
I have.
I have not.
It is... for lack of better words, a torturous drive.
Yeah, I know. They say
it takes forever if you're going to cross
And it's
the state.
Very flat. I know that's the that's kind of everybody's take on it. Yeah, we've got a close-up of the Napoleon painting. It is really cool. So, but yeah, there's if you look at the reviews, obviously we look at a lot of the reviews on this place, it gets really, really high ratings, and that's not just as the paranormal part of it. But you can't, it sounds like you can do overnights. They do allow paranormal investigations, but it is, you know, people call it just such a beautiful theater, and it is historically, you know, fun to visit. There's a lot of interesting places in Kansas. We need to cover some more paranormal places, of course, but we are, this one, I love the fact that we're you know, covering this place. Cause at first I thought, oh, this will be kind of cool, but I'm not sure how much we're going to find on it. But like I said, it's got a lot of, if you look into it, there are everything from shadow figures to noises, you know, that are unexplained to, like I said, they're just, you know, lights and orbs and all the good stuff, basically. But like I said, as much life and history has been in this place, it's not surprising that you find, you know, all those kind of things, the EVPs and all that kind of stuff that people pick up. So it's just kind of interesting. But, you know, like a lot of the ghost hunters are trying to just, you know, get, you know, yes and no responses to some of the things that they pick up. So I would, just like you're, you know, we've done in other places, I'd like to go there myself and kind of see what we experience, what kind of feelings that we get.
It'd be about a 10 and a half hour.
10 and a half. Trip. Okay. So that's 10 to 12 hours. What I was kind of thinking.
I found a site on here. It looks like it's Haunted Rooms America.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do a ghost hunt for $89 from 8 to 2. I don't know how recent this is, or if it's an ongoing thing that they do on a continuous basis. That's not too bad. $89 for you know, quite a few hours in there.
Not at all. And it looks like it's kind of, from the pictures on the outside, it looks like it could be very big, but I think it looks pretty consolidated. It's got a really interesting like entry and all that kind of stuff. And which I think is also it'd be interesting to see what it feels like actually being there. But it makes you feel like you're walking back into history. And like I said, with these reviews, it's interesting just looking at a lot of the top ones. They're five stars, or five circles, or whatever you want to call it for the travel reviews. But it's hard to find one that it says anything bad about it. So beautiful theater. Though we got there when the place was closing, the gentleman told us the history of the theater, gave us a tour. So much history, and it is so beautiful. It's great that the city is still using this theater. If you're in the area, definitely stop by. Beautiful building. I was here for a political event this past weekend, and the building was magnificent. Walked throughout the building, and it was completely renovated and keeps the old school retro charm. Piece of history. Do stop in to see this gym, or be fortunate enough to score tickets to a show. The staff and volunteers are genuine in their pride of this beautiful theater, especially Amber. Shout out to Amber, right? She's still there. Who enthusiastically shared her knowledge and love of the theater to us personally. My friend and I were in town to catch a show. So it is, yeah, but it's good review after good review. So I love the fact, and they talk about how it's restored back to its original, you know, state. And so I love it.
That's awesome. I like it when they restore things back to their original time period. They sort of did that down in French Lick at West Baden when they remodeled that and mm-hmm. got it reopened as a hotel and everything.
The one thing that I do remember in the videos I watched on this place is that, and I guess other theaters, this happened too, but when they were making this theater originally, they wanted it to be just like the Ford Theater. So mm-hmm. it has the balcony, and they were talking about like that's, and they when they were showing all the different places, they're like, that would have been where Lincoln in the original Ford Theater would have been shot. So they mm-hmm. were saying the president's balcony and everything, but it was supposed to be completely copied after that model. So I thought that was kind of cool. But they said other theaters around the country are the same thing. It was kind of that whole that Ford Theater was a really neat you know, model, but it was also very historical because, you know, and just to kind of pay respect to obviously mm-hmm. President Lincoln. But so that was kind of cool too. I thought that was interesting. Again, mm-hmm. I don't think Napoleon, you know, haunts it there. Darn it, I don't think Lincoln does either. But those are connections to those historical figures. So well, anytime they want to haunt, they're welcome to.
You can go there, keep investigating, see if you can find them.
That's right. Draw them in there. Drop them off, right? Maybe the Lincoln funeral train will drive by, ride by there and cause some kind of stir, right? No, I like this place. Definitely want to mm-hmm. go. It is a little bit further of a drive than some places that we could go to, but mm-hmm. definitely worth visiting, I think. So thank you out there again, Pam. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was a good, good topic. I like that one.
Yeah. All right. Do you have anything else?
No. I think we hit all the major points of this one.
Okay. So you got anything else to take us out of this discussion?
If it's brown, flush it down, and that's a wrap. Oh,
that's a good one. I like that. I did not think you were going to go there. So thank you for that tasteful, that's a wrap. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age 164 and our discussion on the Brown Grand Theater. See you later.
Bye.